Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right now.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter @BackseatZach or @BackseatJack.
What's up, everyone? Once again, you are back in the backseat, the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano and Adam Tully, lamenting the decline of the Toronto Maple Leafs this March.
Why are you going to go there?
Well, that's what's happening. It is March, and that means we can later talk about March mayhem. I can't use the other term, trademarked, strictly.
Really?
James and I are going to give some of our winners for the Final Four. Take this to the bank.
Withdraw your entire account
and take it to Vegas and bet on this. Surefire picks. Just make sure you're betting legally. Peyton Manning, in the news this past week, made visits and contact with the Denver Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals. I think Arizona would be a good fit for him personally.
Oh, do you?
What about you?
Yeah. What about Denver?
Oh, I don't know if Denver works for him.
It doesn't work for him? Well, why? Why is that?
No, but seriously, he's been playing in a dome his entire career, and he's 36, and he's got some medical issues, and he's going to be outside in the cold and the mountains. I don't know if that's going to work for him. He's a little creaky.
I don't think this is about Peyton Manning. I think this is about you.
It's all about Peyton.
What would you
Manning.
do for an NFL season with Tim Tebow sitting on a bench?
I heard a report that he was going to get sent away, traded if they picked up Peyton Manning. Jacksonville.
Sent away?
Jacksonville.
Hey, what if you came to the Falcons?
Is that the Jacksonville team?
New season ticket holder right here. Tebow comes to the Falcons.
That's true. And if they get that new stadium.
Jacksonville has a quarterback.
So. No, they don't.
I think he would just ride the pine where he belongs, probably.
or the safari. What did you say?
Cam Newton in the safari. So Arizona, I think, works for him. It's another dome. It's a place where they like to have old quarterbacks. I think it would work out.
Okay.
It'd be a good arrangement for him. He's also got a home in South Beach, so if he wants to listen to what the Dolphins have to offer, you know, that would be logical as well. Where do you go if you're Peyton Manning?
I would go to Arizona just because the division's easier.
There you go. Anything in the West.
I just think
NFC or AFC.
Yeah, well, I mean, Denver's, why would you go there?
Well, and you know, we did this a few months ago. We talked about the list of teams that Peyton could go to if the Colts cut him, and that's happened. So now it's a reality, and I think Arizona and Denver were both on our list, and Miami was as well.
Denver was on your list?
No. This was your list.
Oh, my
list. This was the list of teams that Peyton could go and play for. So, yeah, I think Arizona is the logical choice for him. But what kind of time frame do you think we're looking at? Before the draft?
He said Tuesday.
Tuesday for a decision. I didn't know that. So by the time that most people are listening to this podcast, Peyton could have made a decision. Another quarterback, not quite of the same experience level, in the news this week, Robert Griffin. Inadvertently, indirectly in the news, because the Redskins have traded away everything they've ever owned in life for the second overall pick that belongs to St. Louis Rams. Good move?
I think so, just because they had to get him. I mean, they had to start Rex Grossman last year. Do you know who Rex Grossman is?
I'm familiar with him.
Sexy Rexy. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I mean, Robert Griffin, clearly freakishly talented, but I don't know about that gamble. I mean, they gave away a lot. They gave away, I think, a couple first-round picks, and then,
somebody was going to do it. So.
Right, because the Rams have a quarterback, but that's a big risk. I mean, you think that Griffin's the type of player that's going to make that worth it?
Yeah. You know how I feel about athletic quarterbacks.
Right.
Adam, I want to know what Adam's thoughts are about Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, Tully.
RG3. One. I don't even know who that is. Two, didn't even know the news happened. So
That says a lot for Baylor University.
That says a lot about why we have Adam here.
Right, because just
he brings so many insightful things to the conversation. I don't know what you guys are talking about, and I don't care what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I don't. It's a risky move, but I'm sure that's not the last thing that's going to surprise people as the draft approaches next month or early May.
You don't know when the NFL draft is?
No, I don't.
Let me just turn your mics off. I'll do this by myself.
I'm not one of those guys that has like a big party for the draft or whatever. You need to cool down over there.
Whoa.
And,
we've got props this week. What was that?
And no, I mean, we'll hear plenty more. There'll be plenty more news before the draft.
Will there be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
A lot more moving and shaking. Peyton, I think Arizona is what we want to hear on Tuesday.
The rest of us don't have a vested interest either way.
I don't think he wants to step in. But, you know, I will say for in his defense, not like he ever needs defending, Peyton Manning, but he handled the situation this past week with a lot of class.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of players that wouldn't have handled it like he did. And, I mean, the only franchise you've ever played for, you get cut at this late in your career, that's going to hurt. I mean, it's got to be emotional. It's got to sting. But he really, I don't know if you saw a lot of the press coverage, but I mean, he handled it well.
But it was expected.
You're assuming he didn't? No, but I mean,
are we talking about hockey?
No.
No.
Then he didn't see it.
No, I had my 15 minutes of fame last week.
Did they have it on the NHL Network?
No, they didn't.
All right, then he didn't see it on the NHL Network.
No, Peyton Manning and Robert Griffin III, both in football news this week, but it is college basketball time. It's that time of year, and we're going to give you your Take It to the Bank predictions in the next segment on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is on Twitter at backseatzach and backseatj, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. It's the first weekend of March. Taking a look at the March mayhem, March maliciousness. Brackets here.
Shut up.
And I can't say the real term. And Kentucky, Syracuse, North Carolina, Michigan State.
Wait,
those are your ones.
Why can't you say the real term?
Now it's trademarked heavily. I mentioned this at the front of the broadcast like 10 minutes ago.
Okay. This isn't a broadcast though.
It's a podcast.
All right. Well, it's not broad. Let's get it right. Thanks.
Okay.
March silliness.
March. That's right.
You can't say March Madness.
I can't.
We do not have time for this kind of stuff.
What
about
Super Bowl?
We can say Super Bowl. You know what? We can say it in a news sense. That's the actual name of the event.
Whatever.
Are you going all chalk? Are you going all one seeds for your winners in each region?
Yeah, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So
that's
yes.
Always a good plan.
Kentucky, Michigan State, North Carolina looks good every year. How about Syracuse?
I'm going Kentucky, Ohio State, UNC, and Missouri. And I'd really like to see. Where are they? St. Louis University in the West make a deep run because they're the Billikens.
Who?
St. Louis Billikens. Don't know what that means, but that's their mascot.
I hate St. Louis. Everything now, so.
Since when?
Since they beat the Phillies in the playoffs last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Tully, who are you looking at? Who are you looking for?
Where were they? Was it LIU Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. Long Island University of Brooklyn.
What is it? What are they?
Deep established basketball program.
25-8. That's not bad.
No,
because well, something going this
no,
year.
They played like Kennesaw State.
They played high school
they did,
teams.
Really?
Yeah. No, they didn't really.
And then was it Iona?
Did they really?
Iona, yeah. What? The Iona, the Friars or something. I don't know what they're called either.
I'm going for them.
All right. Well, again, take that to the bank. That's our deep.
How about the St. Bonaventure Bonnies? Is that
I like them too.
A creative name or what?
It's like the Philadelphia Phillies.
St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, St. Bonaventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Northeastern Catholic school. Always make a deep run in the tournament.
Who?
St. Bonaventure.
They never make a deep run in the tournament.
Yeah.
Never heard of them until this
afternoon. Being facetious. Yeah. I hadn't heard of LIU Brooklyn either. That is our prediction. A deep massage of the NCAA tournament.
We really broke it down.
Yeah.
Well, and, I mean, we are the experts on pretty much everything.
And the reason why we abbreviated our coverage of the tournament is that we have a special segment, a special up-close and personal segment of the bizarre, which has been missing the past few weeks from the podcast. And
I guess
this is a story that James told Tully and I off the air, and it's a little bit of personal history that qualifies as the bizarre, and he's going to share it with us now.
It's not personal history. Basically, they want me to deface myself on a podcast.
Well, go ahead. Paint the picture.
It's good. All right. It's good podcasting.
All right, so do you want to preface this with anything?
It's up to you.
Like,
no, current. Yeah, I don't think it really needs any prefacing.
Recent history about.
This is a few years ago, right?
Why we were even speaking about this in the first place.
I mean, a lot of us are dog owners. I guess that's how it came around.
All right.
Go ahead, superstar.
He's turning the music on.
There yeah. Spotlight on.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Man, you got to pipe the music back up. Thanks.
It's almost over.
I think we were listening to this song that night, though. So, just kidding. All right. What are you looking at me like that for?
Go ahead, tell your story.
You should preface that this didn't happen last night.
It wasn't last night. This was a while ago.
Okay.
And all right. So we actually have a little bit of an audience.
We
today.
Do. Well, it hasn't been mentioned yet.
And one of the people in our lovely audience is my lovely girlfriend who knows this story and actually lived this story with me. So, yeah. Anyway.
She's worried about what story you're about to know.
I was just telling the guys a couple years ago. I'll preface it by saying this. My dog is sick, and he's basically been pissing all over the place, and we've been having to clean it up.
All right.
So I was telling the guys about this story a couple years ago.
I'm going to wait until she realizes what story you're telling.
She has a really concerned look on her face right now.
I mean, it's not. I mean, other than
that's not complicated.
Other than my, I don't know what she's concerned for. Other than my own self-respect,
right?
It's nothing about her. Anyway, all right. So a couple years ago,
right?
We had some people over, I think, and we had some things to drink, couple drinks, and
a little bit of a get together, a little bit of a party.
Yeah, I got wasted.
Okay,
like I think I was blacked out.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that hard to believe?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. And so my dog is now 2 years old. So this was when he was a puppy. So at least a couple years ago.
Okay.
And
if we do the math correctly, yeah.
So we had some people over and, you know, we were drinking.
Right.
And I blacked out somewhere between starting drinking and going to bed.
Uh-oh.
And.
Again, if we do the math correctly.
Yeah.
At some point.
And so Kirsten and I went to bed and we would just let our young pup sleep wherever on the floor. He would always end up on our bed.
Sure.
So one morning, I woke up in a puddle of pee. And I blamed Utley. And to this day.
Now, hold on. You say blame. You use the word blame.
No. See, this is a point of contention. I say it was Utley.
Oh, okay. So you still stand by the idea that it was definitely Utley.
Yeah.
Our audience really enjoyed that.
I know. She made it. Your girl made a comment in there. That I think what she's saying in there is, look, I always knew it wasn't.
I mean, look, I was blacked out, so I can't be sure. Okay, I'll be honest, I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't piss the bed. I'm pretty sure. All right,
I don't know though.
And my now, see, the only thing that has me concerned is that it was a little more than I feel like a little puppy would produce. So I was a little concerned that my credibility was, but look, she doesn't know. Kirsten was asleep. I don't think any got on you. Did it? I don't think so.
No, but I you have to take us further into the details. Like, you woke up.
I don't. What are the details?
No.
I blacked out. Those are the details.
You woke up. I want to know, what were the actual words? Like, you woke up and you said, oh.
I think I said something along the lines of holy, you know, the SH word.
Oh, that word.
I won't say it because. Yeah. You know, I don't want to make you spend 30 minutes bleeping it out.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't want me to. No. So you said, I guess Utley lost control.
Yeah, I said Utley peed the bed.
Something must have startled him.
Now, did she have a believing and trusting look on her face when you said this?
What's her face look like now? I can't see.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
That is bizarre. That definitely qualifies as the bizarre. James Troiano.
May or may not have wet the bed once.
Bedwetter extraordinaire. And blamed it on the poor defenseless dog. He can't argue with you. He can't like, you know, no, it was James.
Puppies do that. They go to the bathroom in the house.
Conveniently for you. That was the bizarre. We've got Hottie and Naughty coming up, and it's a good one in relation to the podcast. That's coming up next on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatj.
That is at backseatzach and backseatj, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. This is Hottie and Naughty, where we break down who deserves praise and who definitely does not each week. Our first Hottie of the Week.
Yo, there's a recurring theme here.
What's that?
On these Hotties and Naughties.
What's that?
It's just the same people.
Yeah, well, Danica Patrick is a hottie this time. Sweet, innocent, young Danica Patrick only lost a mirror this week, not her entire car. So
progress.
So she didn't. Progress. So she didn't crash.
No, she didn't.
How did she lose a mirror?
I read an article and I was looking for details for a long time and just couldn't get that.
Somebody probably overtook her really fast.
I think she lost it coming off of pit road.
You know why she's a hottie? Because she didn't crash into the real drivers who can actually win the race and ruin it for them.
Well, and in that same vein, she wasn't driving today in the real race. She was driving in the nationwide race yesterday, Saturday.
I think
she lost a mirror coming off of pit road. And as you said, she's probably the only one that needs the flip down mirror during the race so that she can apply makeup and all that while she's in the midst of...
They just need to do her a favor and let her drive the lap car. That's what they need to do.
Well, she's a hottie because...
She can still do her GoDaddy commercials.
Yeah,
put
because
that on
look,
the side of the
she
truck.
Didn't total a car. And as Tully just said, that's progress. So good for Danica. Our first Naughty of the Week is traditional college basketball powers. Kentucky, Duke, UNC, Syracuse, and Kansas all failed to win the conference tourney, and they lost to Vanderbilt, FSU, Cincinnati, and Baylor. That's not very good. Yeah, Kentucky still maintained the number one overall
Vanderbilt's
seed.
Vanderbilt's good, though.
Vanderbilt is talented, but that's not typically what we see. The five of them failing to win their conference tournament, especially losing to programs like that. Another one of our hotties is Apple for the iPad 3. They just keep rolling right along. A screen resolution of 2048 by 1536.
I got mad.
Take it away,
because
Dolly.
They made me feel obsolete this time around. I know they come out with something every year.
They made you feel obsolete as a human being?
Yes. Because they always come out with cool stuff. Because basically this one, with the screen resolution, has a million more pixels than my HDTV.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Why does that make you feel obsolete?
Because it's hard to keep up with the Joneses, man.
All right.
Well, do people still do that?
I don't know.
Keep up with the Joneses?
What the hell is the matter with you?
I'm a tech guy. Right I like now. Stuff like that.
Nah, that's why I wanted to throw it to you.
And it's more powerful than our Xbox or PS3s.
You know, the day that Apple makes
like
a gaming system.
Old. Well, but still. They're never going to do that.
I think they will. It'll be the end of... If Apple makes a gaming system, you know it'll be incredible.
Probably.
It'll be the end of Xbox.
No.
Yes. Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
Another one of our hotties is Argentine-born Italian ancestry, Lionel Messi. Incredible. He scored 5 goals in the Champions League match, only man to ever do that, against Bayer Leverkusen this past week. And, you know, when I heard that he'd scored 5 goals, I thought, that's incredible. And then when I went to see the highlights, I thought, you know, about 3 of these are going to be really impressive, and 2 of them are probably garbage. Mm-hmm. I mean, how else do you score 5 goals? And they were all great. They all took a lot of skill to score. All 5 of them.
I mean, we talked about just before we started about how, you know, because a lot of people have said now that he is, no question, the greatest soccer player ever.
Would you still call him the greatest if he like retired tomorrow, or are you only calling him the greatest because at 24 he's on a pace to
if he died tomorrow?
Wait, I mean, like, he's better than Landon Donovan. I don't believe that. Have you seen Landon Donovan play?
So I went in Donovan jersey today. That's about it.
Well, that's the same.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, like, if you think about being called the greatest soccer player in the world, because like you said before we started the show, around the world, how many people have played the game of soccer in the history of the game?
More than 200.
This is blowing Adam's mind now.
Well, you think about it. I mean, that's and he is the best.
Yeah,
that's quite a feat.
He's pretty amazing, but for...
No pun intended.
What?
Feet soccer.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
wait,
stop.
What?
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking, you said that I had made a pun.
Not me.
Don't derail us like that ever again. I don't appreciate that.
That's not a good pun. That's not a good pun anyway. It's a dumb pun.
Yeah.
You can always
use feet in every sport. They don't all work.
Turn his mic down.
All right, so.
You're off,
mic is off now. Does he need to win a World Cup to convince, is that going to change anyone's mind if Argentina wins a World Cup?
No.
With him at the helm?
What are you
doing? Is that going to make a difference? No, I'll turn your mic back on. Stop being a child.
They turned my mic off, so I'm over here sharing it with James. We're doing it.
Hey, is there anything you wanted to say about Claude Giroux?
I hate to...
He's just hijacked this whole segment. I need to say something about a hockey player nobody knows. Go ahead.
Well, he's on your team. He won for your team.
I know him, but...
No, come back over. I'll turn your mic on.
Oh, okay.
Get away from me. God.
All right, Claude Giroux, he scored a good goal.
Yeah, Claude Giroux scored the only goal of the game last night. And
here would be Adam's hottie and naughty. Here would be, Claude Giroux scored a really nice goal last night.
Don Cherry's on Twitter now.
I don't know if you guys saw Alexander Ovechkin's goal last night. That was really good, too. And then also, Mark Recchi, he scored a really good goal, too. Those are the hotties.
He's tired. All right. Look,
well, he's a naughty then.
This is all this is all just a formality in this segment. Because what? Because the real naughty and
the naughty of all naughties.
The naughty of all since we've been doing this segment is the one, the only Fat Brandon Jacobs. I just want to make it clear that James Troiano requested this music this afternoon.
Do you see the smile on my face?
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to talk about this. I couldn't wait.
Brandon Jacobs, and if you listen to this podcast, you know after the Super Bowl that we had some less than complimentary things to say about Mr. Jacobs.
That's because he's an idiot. He says stupid stuff.
All right, I can't take any more of this. All right, let's keep going.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm taking the NSYNC music off the podcast.
I like that song. So does Adam.
I do, I agree.
See?
Okay.
You're outnumbered.
Brandon Jacobs got cut by the Giants. So now where's he going to go? What's he going to do?
Well, this was actually great for the Giants because it let them out of two contracts. Brandon Jacobs and Brandon Jacobs' fat head. They were both under contract. So it freed up a lot of salary cap space. I don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah, if you're Brandon Jacobs now, what are you going
to
do?
How ironic would it be if he went to the Eagles? What would I do?
That would happen to a guy like you.
My head would explode, I think.
Now, we told Tully over here that if Jamiroquai ever came to came stateside, that we'd pay for his ticket to the concert.
Yeah.
If Brandon Jacobs goes to the Eagles, Tully and I'll buy you a jersey. We'll split the cost. And you'll wear it.
Will you really? Because that could happen.
If Brandon Jacobs goes to the Eagles, I'll at least get you a name and number shirt.
I'll at least my wingman, That's why every man should have a dog.
Because you blame wetting the bed on him. Of course he's your wingman.
Every man should have a dog to cover their ass.
Well, you've definitely got one.
Yeah, exactly. You always blame it on the dog, man.
That was Hottie and Naughty in the Backseat Sports Podcast. For James Troiano and Adam Tully, I'm Zach Diodati. See you next week.